Executive Committee did not meet, so we'll begin with a report from Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee. Trustee Butler.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it was quite a meeting.
A little more formal.
Causes me to contemplate, yes. The Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee met on Thursday, March 3rd, 2011. At that meeting, the committee considered and endorsed several action items. Recommendations for faculty in support of professional staff sabbatical leaves for the 2011-2012 academic year. One second. The committee also endorsed requests for new emphases in sustainable energy within the BS in mechanical engineering and two emphases within the BS in public health, environment and health, and health prevention, and a request for new minors in international marketing within the Department of Marketing and deafness rehabilitation within allied health and communicative disorders. Also, request to delete a specialization in comparative and developmental administration within the MS in public administration, and acceptance of the annual report on oral English proficiency for the 2009-2010 academic year. The committee also heard reports on three information items. Professor J.D. Bowers of the Department of History recently completed his sabbatical and provided the committee with a summary of his research. The second annual report on the outcomes of sabbatical leaves was presented, and we received a report on information on outreach and engagement developments. And that concludes my report.
Thank you. In the absence of Chair Sanchez and Vice Chair Boy, Dr. Williams, you're going to provide the report of the Finance, Facilities, and Operations Committee, I believe.
Met on Thursday, March 3rd, 2011. Our chairman, Trustee Manny Sanchez, was not able to attend, and the vice chairman of that committee, Bob Boyd, did preside over the committee meeting. Bob, unfortunately, is unable to be here as well today. But at the meeting, the committee considered several action items, all of which you've already reviewed and actually voted on this morning. So I will not go into any detail on it, but I will say this, that the committee did spend an enormous amount of time, which I thought was valuably invested in reviewing the various recommendations for student fees and room and board rates. The committee was very much focused in terms of all of the specific action items, especially the broadband technology opportunity grant that was given to the university. And also there was an in-depth presentation on the electrical distribution system. The president of today gave you a show and tell regarding that entire problem. The committee went into a much more in-depth presentation given by Jeff Dower to give them an opportunity to see the extent of the problem, and that this particular item that you voted on this morning is only phase one of a three-phase project. Thank you.
For pinch hitting. Trustee Muir, would you please provide the board with a report from the Legislation, Audit, and External Affairs Committee meeting?
I will, thank you. The Legislation, Audit, and External Affairs Committee met on March 3rd. Our committee began with a report given by Dr. Cunningham on what NIU is doing to bring our policies and regulations into compliance with the recently signed Public Act 96-15-13, also known as the Religious Freedom and Civil Union Act. The committee then received a General Assembly legislative update from Ms. Bittner. Kathy highlighted a number of bills that may affect the university in the future and reminded us that NIU would be making our annual presentation before the House Higher Ed and Senate Appropriations Committee in Springfield on March 9th and 10th. Lori Clark provided us a federal update and warned us that the budget climate in D.C. remains uncertain. Washington has been operating under a series of continuing resolutions without a budget, as members are locked in debate about where and how much and how deep the cuts should be. Lori informed us that President Obama's federal FY201 budget request is looking to execute cuts in student financial assistance, as well as in research and development. I think we should continue to take all this information as simply that information, and we are acting accordingly, but we need to continue to focus in a very positive manner as we move forward with all this ambiguity. Jeff Comper spoke to the committee about a number of items, such as the successful reaccreditation of NIU's athletic program with the NCAA, and how NIU's student athletes have just completed their, this is really great, they have just completed their 11th straight semester of maintaining a 3.0 or above GPA. And he reminded us that both our volleyball and football teams both went to MAC championships this year. Kathy Bittner then gave the committee an update on the status of NIU's branding and marketing initiative. She explained that the tagline her committee developed is "Learning Today, Leading Tomorrow," and that she's also spearheading a redesign of the present NIU logo. Our committee finished with a brief report on Freedom of Information Act requests, and we learned in just over 6 months the university had received 102 FOIAs, and I am pleased to say we respond in an appropriate, compliant, and as timely manner as possible. Also, as chair of LEAA, I met with Ms. Schultz this morning in regards to audit. We discussed general issues, and we discussed her audit plan. And that concludes my report.
Thank you, Trustee Muir. President Peters, is there any report concerning the Illinois Board of Higher Education?
Yes, I have a brief report. The last meeting of the Illinois Board of Higher Education was held on February 15th at National Lewis University. Of the items of interest to the board, there were two. The governor's budget was presented to the board. And the other item of interest is that the new executive director of the IBHE, George Reed, was introduced. He is a person of great academic experience. He came from the University of Maryland most recently, where he was in the system office and planning. He is a former college president of Kentucky State University, and I've already had many conversations with him, and he's a very able individual. The next meeting of the IBHE will be April 12th in beautiful NIU Naperville. I think that's the right date. And if any trustees are around that afternoon, I think Ann Kaplan is going to be giving the welcome to the board. That's the first time we've hosted the IBHE in, at least a decade.
Good. Hopefully they'll survive the experience. I know we're not graced with Trustee Vella's physical presence today, but I hope she's on the phone and can give us her report from the Civil Service Merit Board.
Yes, thank you, Chair Strauss. The 179th meeting of the State University Civil Service System was held on February 16th at their offices at Sunnycrest Center in Urbana. I participated by audio conference. A couple of the highlights: the board took action on two discharge cases. One involved a construction worker from the U of I, and there was a 60-day suspension voted by the board. The other was a service worker at U of I Chicago, and yet the board voted to discharge the employee. The board discussed matters of proposed legislation, which would call for the reorganization of the Merit Board and the University Civil Service Office. No action was taken as far as our recommendation to the legislature, but the board intends to visit at the next meeting. The board reviewed a proposal regarding rule revision, again regarding exemption procedures, and there was no action taken regarding that as well. We heard an updated report from UIC regarding the audit issues, about exemption issues, which really is the heart and soul of all the attention that the board has received from the legislature. And again, no action was taken, but they're going to report to us again. And the board also received a series of reports from various committees. That is my report. Our next meeting is May 18th at 10 a.m. at the center, at the offices of the Civil Service Center. Thank you, Chair Strauss.
Thank you, Trustee Vella, for taking the time to phone in when you're away. We'll turn our attention to the foundation now, and I see we have a special guest today, somebody well known to the board, Dennis Barsima. I understand you have the report on behalf of the foundation today.
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, I do. While they're down in Phoenix in 85 degree weather, watching the Cubs game. They left me behind. You know, I used to be somebody around here. Now I get stuck. No. It's great to be here. Thank you very much. We've got some great momentum coming out of the True North campaign. Gifts are up about 23% this year from the same time last year. And this is coming off of a 2008 and 2009 where we saw a significant decrease in giving on a nationwide basis. And I can tell you that for the first time in 20 years, in 2008 and 2009, giving was down on a year-over-year basis. And for us to be up 23% as a foundation and as a university is quite significant. We've had some wonderful new gifts. There's two of them that I'd like to talk about simply because they're from the College of Business and I'm a little closer to them than I might be to others. The first was from the accountancy alumnus Dean Ducray, and that's spelled D-U-C-R-A-Y, from Florida. He has committed $1 million to the accountancy program, part of which will be a challenge gift to other accountancy alumni. The vehicle for this gift is actually a great model for other retired donors to follow. He is making distributions from his IRA, which are allowed to be made to charitable organizations like ours beginning at age 70 and a half. And the second is from marketing alumni. Her name is Cindy Crocker, and I had the pleasure of having dinner with her a few weeks ago. Her and her husband, Doug, also from Florida. So if you see expense reports from Mallory going to Florida a lot, you know it hasn't been just to work on her tan. They recently pledged $500,000 to establish an endowment for scholarships in the College of Business, preferably for young women. A portion of the endowment will also be used to support leadership development initiatives, again, particularly focused on women students. Cindy was also elected to the Foundation Board of Directors this past fall, and she has been a very engaged member up to this date. To the Board of Trustees and to Dr. Peters, we're very pleased that several members of the Foundation Board were invited to participate in the Vision 2020 Steering Committee and work groups. It's a great opportunity for the Foundation to again closely bring our relationship with the Board of Trustees and the university to a new level. Speaking as somebody who is on one of those work groups, I look at it as not only a great challenge, but it's something that just has enthused me tremendously to be a part of this process. So thank you, Dr. Peters, and thank you to the board for allowing us to be a part of this process. I think it's clear to all that private giving must increase over the course of the next few years in order to sustain and enhance the vibrancy of our university and get us through these tough economic conditions. There is no choice about that. We want to assure you that the foundation remains committed to helping to provide the leadership for those efforts. To that point, the foundation staff has gone through extensive screening and sifting process to evaluate untapped capacity of our NIU alumni. I'm happy to report that roughly 8,000 alumni have been identified with major gift potential. Now we have to work together in order to determine just how we're going to harvest that potential. The Foundation Board will embark on our own strategic planning process next fall. We will draft behind the Vision 2020 to make sure that we are in alignment. And last but not least, I look forward to beginning my term as the chair of the Foundation Board this coming fall. It is a great honor, and I remain committed to finding new ways and more ways to partner with not only the university, but the Board of Trustees, and bring our two organizations even closer together. So with that, that's the end of our report. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your report, Dennis. As one chair to another, we'll teach you the secret handshake. And if Mallory makes it back, let her know we'll be happy to see her at our next meeting. The Northern Illinois Research Foundation Board did not meet and is not scheduled to meet today, so there will be no report. I don't believe there are any other matters to come before us, are there? If not, our next regular full board meeting is scheduled for June 9th, 2011 on the main campus in DeKalb. I want to thank Vicki Giglio for acting as board parliamentarian for our spring committees and the full board meeting. And NIU's new vice president and general counsel, board parliamentarian Jerry Blakemore, will begin his new duties on April 1st. Again, officially welcome aboard. May I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We'll stand adjourned. Thank you. Thank you.